You know, many of you know this has been in the works, and we've had to be quiet about it for quite some time. And I've been anxious about, excited about the possibility of Amazon, and now that it's reality and it's 1,000 jobs, 1,000 good-paying jobs with benefits. It's a great day for Baltimore, and I'm very pleased at the work that was done in order to make that happen.
Are there going to be any tax incentives or anything being worked on right now?
I know that they're eligible for many. They're eligible for local real estate property tax credits. They're eligible for brownfields. They're eligible for One Maryland tax credits, job creation tax credit, Maryland commuter tax credit, and Maryland disability employment tax credit for hiring individuals with disability, as well as Baltimore Gas Electric energy rate incentives for 5 years because of the enterprise zone. We're also we've also worked with them, during the building process, to try to make sure that we're doing everything that we can. So every incentive that is available, we're using it to secure the deal.
Can you talk a little bit about why it was why there was such a secretive process?
It's the way Amazon works. Something with these tech companies, I don't know.
And when do you think that the hiring might begin?
So I don't have the information on the hiring. I can tell you that the Mayor's Office of Employment Development is helping Amazon to recruit and to pre-screen employees. One of the things that I've talked about before is what I call, and I know that we have an official name for it, but it's what I call our concierge service. We basically can be any business that wants to locate in Baltimore that is in Baltimore. We can be your HR department, the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. You tell us what you want. We can pre-screen pre-screen for your qualifications. So when you get the binder full of qualified applicants, it is people that every single one of them fits your qualifications, which is very helpful when you're trying to identify talent in a new area. So we're pleased about that partnership. And we're also coordinating with Duke Realty and the MTA to potentially provide increased bus service to that location to give more individuals access to the jobs.
Can they talk about whether or not they've made any kind of commitment to higher city residents?
So that is one of the things that we're working on to make sure that our city employees have the opportunities to get there. I'm not 100% sure, based on the financing model and the amount of incentives, if they will automatically be subject to the executive order that I've already put in place to require that any new hires go through the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. But the fact that we've already started working with them with the Mayor's Office of Employment Development tells me that they're interested in hiring local.
Was the county involved in this at all because of the location being so close?
I do not know of the county's involvement. I can't say that they were or were not. I just don't know. I know that the state hasn't been involved. I know that we've been involved.
And BDC?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Through BDC, there was city financial assistance, subject to Amazon's. So yes, I'm sorry. There is a proposed loan, I believe, of $125,000 to Amazon, but that's subject to their compliance with our MBE laws, WBE laws, and our employee Baltimore executive order.
Could you give that figure?
$125,000.
Yeah.
$125,000. The in documents submitted to the planning board, Duke Realty said it would be 2,600 jobs. Obviously, the press release yesterday said 1,000 jobs. Is there a plan to ramp up the place later on, or what different numbers?
I know Duke. That's not the only employer that's going there.
Okay.
Duke Realty, who controls the site, has other employers as well.
Okay, that makes sense. And would these be union jobs in Amazon?
I don't know. I know that they're full benefits.
And when you say full benefits, could you be more specific?
It comes with health insurance and, I believe, pension benefits as well.
And so they're full-time jobs, not part-time jobs?
It's probably a mix.
Can you talk about the deal, sort of how it came together, and kind of how the city and the BDC and the state were able to get it over the goal line?
So I don't know how it started. When I came on board, Amazon had already made contact. BDC assisted General Motors with the RFP for the site prior to the plant closing. I know that we also assisted the Merchants Terminal Corporation with the purchase of 14 acres of the original 180s for the suitable relocation site, because we had to do some relocation in order to make it the site available. We also assisted the Merchants Terminal in navigating the permitting process, enrollment in Enterprise Zone, and the Foreign Trade Zone in order to prepare the site. Again, BDC has worked with them on the eligibility for all of the different tax credits that I talked to you about. And we coordinated with, doing all that, the support work, the Mayor's Office of Employment Development, trying to troubleshoot the transportation issues ahead of time, working with the state. And BDC led the effort to amend the building code by capping off the height at 20 feet for non-residential land. That is used in the permitting fee, which lowered the permit fees for the project.
Were there particular incentives that...
Also, we worked to expedite the building permit process and, you know, address those issues in a timely fashion so they were able to, you know, close on the deal.
And the city council had a role in this as well. They lowered the fees for consulting warehouses.
Yeah.
For this site, correct?
Yeah, there was some zoning work that had to be done as well, yeah.
So it's been in the process for how long?
I don't know how long, totally. Mm-hmm. A couple months for sure.
In negotiating with Amazon, did they make you aware that they were looking at other sites? And if so,
they didn't have to. I mean, it was in the news all the time. I mean, all of you knew the different cities that they're looking at. I mean, 1,000 jobs is nothing to sneeze at, and we know how competitive it is. We certainly know how advantageous the Baltimore City location is when it comes to, you know, they're trying to increase their ability to have faster turnaround on delivery. And, you know, that allows them to give better quality of service to their customers. So we understand how Baltimore's location and relative closeness to so much of the population in the country location, but we also had to make sure that everything else that we... Yes, a lot of it is location, but we, you know, there was a lot of support work that had to go in there too. And we also know that there were other cities that were, you know, chomping at the bit to get that opportunity.